Chapter 3. Bailey's eyes rolled up again and again, the most perverted look of delight painted across his flushed face as he bit hard into the sleeve of his jacket. It was just after school, and the rush of students leaving could still be heard in the hallways, just outside of the boys' bathroom. While inside, Bailey was leaning against the inner wall of a dirty stall, his head buried in his folded arms as he bit his sleeve, trying to remain quiet as he was fucked from behind.
"Oh, Gwen, fuck,"
moaned the overweight jock behind Bailey. The bottom tried to hold still as his slippery boy cunt was pummeled by the thick cock. It was common practice, especially for the jocks, to lay a porno magazine on his back to give them something comfortably female to focus on. His tight little hole just an emulator for the fantasies in their heads. Bailey didn't mind, though. The jocks pretended he was whatever girl they wanted to fuck, and he got a nice, hard dick. Everyone comes, and everyone wins. As far as he was concerned, anyway. It was hard being in an all-boys academy.
"Yeah, take it right in your pussy. Yeah. Ugh."
The jock moaned loudly as he swung his hips roughly forward, again and again, each impact jarring Bailey's slender frame. The 300-pound football player was named Dave. His large, well-muscled frame moved quickly as he fucked the twinkish Bailey. His large belly lapping slightly over onto Bailey's ass and lower back as the footballer thrust and ground hard into his little pink hole. Something about getting fucked by Dave every other day after school really turned Bailey on. He figured it was the size difference. Dave towered over him in both girth and stature. The football player both muscular and stocky. But Bailey's small frame seemed all the more smaller while he was being used by the 6'2" jock and his equally meaty cock. Something about the rough, dominating way he acted, paired with the size difference, just made Bailey tingle all over. Dave looked down, watching his unprotected cock slide easily back and forth inside Bailey. Bailey's bright little pink hole, wrapped around his very thick shaft, like a pair of pink-painted lips trying to suck him off. The football player shifted his gaze between the sight of Bailey's tight boy hole, expertly taking the big, stiff dick, and the neatly folded porn magazine lying on his back. Bailey honestly didn't mind. Maybe he savored it even more just because he was degrading. But in any case, when these jocks pumped and dumped him after school while focusing on their titty magazines, the inclusion of porn usually made his tops much more enthusiastic. He really didn't care who they were pretending to fuck, as long as he got it deep and hard. That's all that mattered.
Yeah, take it, bitch. Take it. I'm gonna pump your little pussy full of cum.
Dave grunted, his hands roughly squeezing Bailey's narrow, hourglass-shaped waist as he roughly fucked the other male. Bailey bit his lip hard, feeling his cock drip cum down onto the tiled bathroom floor as he clenched his hold tightly again and again, using his little pink hole to massage the jock's cock as he was roughly fucked. Bailey whimpered, feeling pleasantly lightheaded as he had his second, but still very powerful orgasm that session. His cheeks were flushed bright red as he sighed out a hot breath, biting his coat sleeve harder to keep from letting out a girlish whimper, though he was sure the jock would come then and there if he did that.
"Ah!"
Dave moaned suddenly, giving a few more powerful thrusts to Bailey's slippery hole before going balls deep. He could feel the meaty tip of the thick cock swell as a flood of cum exploded from the tip, shooting forcefully into his ass. The jock moaned out almost continuously, breathing hard as his cock spurted over and over again, his balls tight and red hot as they pressed against Bailey's sack. Dave yanked his rapidly softening cock out, leaving Bailey's pink, puffy asshole gaping for a moment before it magically closed up, trapping the sizable load of cum inside him. Bailey sighed happily as he pulled his pants and underwear back up over his well-fucked little rear end, his hole feeling warm and stretched, not to mention all the hot natural lube now plugged up inside of him. It would certainly help him take Miss Angeli's huge dick as soon as he got to her classroom.
Right. See you later,
Dave grunted breathlessly, tucking his cock back into his pants. Just text me next time you need a hole to come in, okay? Bailey sighed, slumping weakly against the stall wall, his knees feeling like they were made of jelly as a warm, pleasant feeling burned at the core of his stomach. Dave left without another word, and Bailey swayed dizzily, his entire body seeming to throb with pleasure in time with the beat of his heart as he tried to catch his breath. Bailey found himself conflicted as he pondered his next move. He really liked Miss Angeli. She knew just how to fuck him.
And that dick of hers?
Mm-hmm. But on the other hand, there was Miss Roberts. Her cock wasn't nearly as impressive as Miss Angeli's, and she didn't have nearly as much stamina. But the way she treated Bailey like an object and quickly discarded him as if he were nothing but trash. Well, for some reason, that made Bailey crave another encounter with the woman even more. Bailey's slippery boy pussy throbbed pleasantly at the thought of being used again as he strode through the quiet halls of the mostly empty school, heading towards Miss Angeli's classroom for their daily session. As he rounded the corner to the staircase leading up to the third floor, he heard a door open somewhere behind him, followed by a soft sing-song voice calling out to him. "Why, hello, Bailey!" Bailey recognized the strangely sweet voice of Nurse Joy before he even turned to face her. The short, mousy blonde nurse wore a slinky pink uniform that hugged the curves of her athletic little body. Her bright green eyes gleamed almost mischievously as she placed her right hand on her hip, her left pushing back through her curly blonde hair. "Oh, hey, Nurse Joy," Bailey smiled, biting his lip slightly as he shifted uncomfortably. He was incredibly horny now, and hadn't expected to run into anyone at this time of day, which had startled him ever so slightly. The heels of Nurse Joy's glossy white shoes clicked quietly with each step as she approached Bailey, her hips swaying ever so slightly as she walked over to him. "Say, Bailey, I need a big, strong boy to help me move something in my office," she said, gesturing with a slight jerk of her head to the open door behind her. I'd love to, but I have to get my..." Bailey began before he was cut off by the oh-so-sweet tones of the pleading nurse. "Oh, come on, Bailey. It'll only take a moment, and you have such big, strong arms," she smiled, placing one hand lightly on his left bicep and giving it a soft squeeze as she looked up at him, cutely biting her pink, glossy lip. "There you are, Bailey. You're late for your tutoring." The voice belonged to Miss Angeli, and the pair turned to see the teacher standing at the base of the stairs, her eyes darting from Bailey and then up to the nurse. "Miss Angeli," the nurse nodded in greeting, her voice retaining the unnaturally pleasant tone as her hand quickly slipped off the boy's arm. "Nurse Joy," Miss Angeli nodded in turn, not taking her eyes from the mousy blonde for even a moment as she spoke. She was clad in a pair of shiny white sheer stockings that rode up to mid-thigh, where they were attached to black garters that matched her black shirt, blazer, and heels. The little nurse sighed. "Oh, well, you had better get to your class. Thanks anyway, Bailey." Nurse Joy winked at Bailey and grinned as she sauntered off back to her office and closed the door. Miss Angeli frowned as she tossed her dark red hair back with one hand. "Let's go, Bailey," she instructed simply as she turned and headed back towards the stairs with her student in tow. They walked together in silence up to the next floor and then down the hallway to their usual spot. They entered the empty, dimly lit classroom, and Miss Angeli looked back down the hall, ensuring it was deserted, before she closed the door behind them and promptly locked it. "You should stay away from Nurse Joy. She's... Well, different. Miss Angeli frowned as she quickly unzipped the zipper at the side of her skirt, letting it slide down her legs and pool at her feet before she carefully stepped out of the garment. I'll be careful, Bailey nodded in reply. His pants were already off and he was bent over in front of his teacher's desk, one hand spreading his cheek open to display his pink, glistening little boy cunt, all puckered and ready to be fucked. He bit his lip as he looked back over his shoulder, one hand bracing himself on the desk, while the other hand held him firmly open and at the ready. Miss Angeli grinned. Well, don't say I didn't warn you. She gripped the base of her already stiff, throbbing prick and gently rubbed the pink tip up and down against her student's moist little hole, making the tip of her swollen cock glisten with cum left by Bailey's last lover, before she angled the tip against his warm opening and pushed it inside. Shit, Bailey hissed, his eyes rolling up into his head as he savored the obscenely delightful feeling of his warm boy cunt being stretched out by the girth of his teacher's thick, delicious cock. Language, young man, Miss Angeli scolded him with a swift slap on his milky smooth ass that was answered with a hot groan. Her hips were already moving quickly as she thrust into the boy over and over again. Each time her stiff pricks slid deeper and deeper into his warm depths, seeking out more of the intense warmth and pleasure his well-lubed passage offered. You're so wet and warm already, Bailey. Miss Angeli giggled as she quickly unbuttoned the front of her blazer, one hand moving up to firmly knead her left breast as the other hand slid to the boy's shoulder, pulling him back against her. How many times have you been fucked today?
Two. Only two,
Bailey answered as he moaned loudly. His cheeks were flushed pink, his mouth practically drooling as he was penetrated by the thick, filling cock. The big dick teacher seemed to like his answer because she suddenly began moving her hips more quickly. Her full, hairless balls slapped and ground against his ass as she bottomed out inside of his pink little fuckhole again and again, the tip of her prick swelling and stretching him out even more as it threatened to spray its thick, creamy load inside of him. She suddenly pulled out, hissing a sigh as her slick, throbbing cock was pulled from his warm, velvety boy cunt, leaving it gaping for a moment before it closed and winked, dripping a little white droplet of sperm from the other boys who had fucked him earlier in the day. What's wrong? Bailey asked, biting his lip as he squirmed around, going from pleasantly filled to disappointingly empty so quick. You're way too wet and warm. It feels great, but if I keep fucking you like that, I'm going to blow my load in less than a minute. Why don't you use your mouth on me a bit until I settle down? She asked, biting her lip as she idly stroked the base of her twitching cock. Even as he turned around and sunk to his knees, Bailey could see the head was a deep shade of purple and throbbing like crazy, a river of pre-cum already dripping out the tip and down the veiny shaft. Bailey's warm, wet little tongue lashed out and lapped at his teacher's smooth, delicious balls, sucking them in turn as his tongue brushed back and forth over them, savoring the slightly salty taste of her flesh as he moaned softly. His tongue darted out as he licked her shaft, dragging it up from the base of her dick and over the trickle of white, gooey cum which he happily slurped up before reaching the tip. You like dick a little too much, I think. His teacher grinned, patting his cheek lightly before he dipped his head back down, vigorously sucking the tip into his mouth. Like a good little bitch, Bailey bobbed his head back and forth on the big, yummy cock. His lips formed an almost airtight seal around her shaft, his tongue pushing hard on the underside of her throbbing cock. He sucked and slurped loudly, keeping up the momentum, his lips sliding up and down as his tongue pushed the head of her thick prick up against the roof of his mouth, the mix of sensations making Miss Angeli moan out loudly. She roughly pinched her left nipple, pushing her hand into the front of her blouse as he grasped and began to fondle the right breast. "That's right. Eat my dick. Eat it." Her hand dropped down to the top of his head, fingers curling in his hair as she pulled him quickly up and down her throbbing shaft. The two went on like that for several more minutes, Miss Angeli thrusting firmly forward again and again as Bailey enthusiastically sucked down every inch being shoved into his mouth while he quickly stroked his cock. Finally, Miss Angeli pulled her cock from her student's mouth with a loud, wet plop and gently slapped the wet, sticky shaft against Bailey's face. "You love this big dick, don't you?" "Yes," was the heated whisper of a reply as Bailey tilted his head, nuzzling his face against his teacher's big, fat cock. "I love this dick so much. I would do anything for it," he said as he slapped his cheek with her cock and smiled. "Good boy. Now close off. I want to see how flexible you are." She bit her lip as she gently stroked her cock. If anything, it was even more engorged and excited than it was before, the thick veins bulging out as if her very cock were about to explode from the pressure. Bailey intentionally bent down in front of his teacher and stepped out of his pants and boxers, giving her a good view of his pale little ass, the pink hole still visibly twitching with excitement, before he stood and peeled off his shirt. She snapped her fingers and pointed towards the floor. "On your back, slut." Eagerly, Bailey complied. He lied down on his back on the cool tiled floor before Miss Angeli grabbed his ankles and pushed them up, bending his legs back towards his torso. He reached up and grasped the back of his thighs, the little agile bottom resting comfortably with his ankles as earrings, as Miss Angeli pushed his ass up into the air. "Pile driver," Bailey said out loud, licking his lips. "What's that?" Miss Angeli asked quickly as she spread his hole wide open and grinned, spitting into it. Nothing, Bailey blushed, biting his lip. Slowly she rubbed the tip of her cock up and down against Bailey's incredibly warm little boy pussy, smiling as it winked from the stimulation. She pushed the tip of her cock inside, and it quickly sunk in down balls deep, moaning loudly as her incredibly hot balls slapped against her student's pert little butt. She reached up and gripped his slender, cute little shaft and began to firmly pump it from base to tip, causing the little twink to moan out and squirm beneath her. Moaning loudly herself, Miss Angeli began to push down against him, her hand still skillfully stroking his cock as she thrust hard into him. His bright pink little hole gripped her cock tightly as she could see it stretch to accommodate her girth each time she pressed forward, filling him with her hot, throbbing dick with each thrust. Her knees bent, she dropped her weight into him as she pounded his warm, slippery boy pussy, her cock stabbing into the base, only to be pulled back several inches before slamming into him again. The classic pile driver. She gleefully pounded her student's tight little ass, one hand resting on his thigh to hold him in place, as the other quickly stroked his cock. Already pre-cum was dribbling out the base of Billy's cock, dripping onto his hairless stomach, and his face, he moaned like a bitch in heat while being used by his teacher's big, hard dick. The pre-cum only helped push him along, Miss Angeli moving her hand faster and faster as it became slick with sticky white cum. She jerked her student faster and faster, her hand twisting from side to side at the top of each pull, which caused Bailey to cry out happily, "I'm gonna come..." Bailey squealed out suddenly as his hole tightened like a wet, soft vise around his teacher's massive cock. Bailey's soft little body shuddered as he came, and came hard, his cock rocketing out load after load of hot, thick sperm that sprayed forcefully across his chest, stomach, and down to his face. Miss Angeli giggled at the sight of the one-man bukkake show as she continued to milk his cock, hot cum splashing all over Bailey's face as the hot, sticky fluid that had landed on his stomach and chest began to cascade down towards his neck, pooling in the pit of his throat. With a loud moan, Miss Angeli suddenly ripped her cock forcefully out of her student's fuckhole, groaning loudly as she rapidly stroked the tip, aiming it down at Bailey as she too came. Her huge, heavy balls tightened, and the teacher moaned loudly as she sprayed hot, sticky ropes of milky white cum from the purple tip of her hard, throbbing cock right onto his face. Bailey's eyes quickly clamped shut. The incredibly warm cum showering him felt like a perverse baptism that made his entire body tingle, making him crave more. She came hard again and again until her student's face was white, sticky, cum-glazed mess, leaving them both sweaty and panting from the delightful exercise. "That was fun," Miss Angeli hissed breathlessly, while she rubbed the tip of her cum-smeared cock against Bailey's smooth thigh, wiping it clean on the boy's skin. "Thank you," the flushed Bailey breathlessly replied as he reached up his fingers, scooping up a mixture of both of their cum as he pushed it between his lips and smiled.